This weekend, the IU Cinema will echo with laughter when the Slapstickon Film Festival presents some of the greatest clowns of the silver screen. The four-day festival will feature rarely seen movies by both big names and lesser-known stars of silent and sound comedy. But as WFIU's Adam Schwartz learned from festival director Richard Roberts, Slapstickon is about more than just slapstick.
Frankly, the Slapstickon name sort of always bugs me a little bit because there's way more range to comedy than just people, you know, slapping and hitting each other. We love to pay tribute to visual comedy in all of its forms.
What is the aim of Slapstickon?
Well, just to bring back the great comedies of the silent early sound era. People today, if they think of silent film or silent film comedy at all, the names that tend to pop into their head are Chaplin, Buster Keaton, Harold Lloyd, Laurel and Hardy, etc. But there were literally hundreds of comedians. Do we like to showcase some of the lesser remembered names and sort of bring them back into the public eye? We're showcasing several films by a very popular comedian in the 20s named Lloyd Hamilton, who was very well respected by most comedians. In fact, Buster Keaton said he thought he was one of the funniest comedians of all time, but he died in 1935, and very few of his films are known to survive, but we're showing some extremely rare examples of his work here this coming weekend.
How are the films chosen?
I said the criteria is rarity, but also they do have to be funny. Having been researching and writing and lecturing and collecting film for over 50 years at this point, basically I just keep amassing lists of films that need to be shown at Slapstickon. It's really quite easy. Short comedies were the standard part of any theater bill, and those films now have almost no venues to be seen. Once in a while, Turner Classic Movies might show some Charlie Chase shorts or some R Gang shorts, something like that. But we tend to show things that you can't rent from Netflix or find streaming on the net.
They're hard to find stuff.
Absolutely, and we pride ourselves on dealing with a network of film archives and private collectors who have this material, and it's just so seldomly gets seen.
So one of the rewards of attending Slapstickon is seeing a lot of movies that are not available anywhere else.
I can guarantee you that. I'm not sure that anything we're showing is available on DVD. Looking through the list real quickly, yeah, I think that's correct. The other real pleasure with Slapstickon, I would say it's basically my reward since we don't get paid for doing it, is putting these films up in front of an audience. Because with the world of home video and people watching stuff on their, on their iPods, and to get a group of strangers into a room to share laughter or any emotional experience with a film really is becoming a rare commodity these days. It's really the way these films were meant to be seen. They were never meant to be watched, alone by yourself in a room. Yeah.
You've got a movie story, Larry Seaman. He was
right.
Pretty daring, wasn't he?
Oh, he was considered one of the great daredevil comedians. It's why his films are a definite example of a comedian who needs to be seen with an audience. If you watch Larry Seaman films by yourself, on video, they tend to start to get the sort of repetitive feel to them because he's very into running gags, and his films just move a mile a minute. They're incredibly edited, and he has this wonderful brace of stuntmen who just do some absolutely jaw-dropping stunts. You're seeing, cars driving off of cliffs, barns being blown up, water towers falling. Incredible stuff. And again, in the 20s, he was very, very popular. At one point, he was earning as much as Chaplin was.
Some of the offerings are nearly a century old. What do silent comedy movies offer 21st century audiences?
A lot of laughs. human beings really haven't changed that much as we'd like to think we have over the decades. We still have the same human frailties. Husbands still fight with wives. People still basically do the same stupid things they did a century ago. The other thing that I always like to remind audiences when they're watching this stuff, these are the days before CGI and you know, special effects and all the computer-generated things we have now. When you see somebody fall off a building, there's most likely somebody actually falling off a building or a building falling onto them. These people basically risk their lives for your entertainment.
Will there be any premieres at the festival?
Well, yes, actually we will be premiering a couple of interesting new restorations. On, I believe, Friday evening, will be 8 o'clock, we'll be premiering a new restoration from the Library of Congress of a 1926 feature called Attaboy, starring a comedian named Monty Banks, who, again, not a well-known or well-remembered name today, but a very popular comedian in the 20s. Again, has some marvelous, physical gags and stunting. Saturday evening, we're going to be running, well, you might almost consider this a re-premiere because very few American audiences know about him. He's a British comedian named Walter Ford, who, again, was popular in Britain in the 20s, and it's a feature he made called Would You Believe It from 1929.
Sound?
No, actually, very late silent, but just a wonderfully funny film, again, with some wildly inventive gags in it. It's the only movie I've ever seen that spoofs a Fritz Lang film from 1928 called Spies. A great and rare example of his comedy work that we'll be showing.
The music to go along with the silent films will be provided by two accomplished accompanists. Tell me about them.
Dr. Philip Carley and Dr. Andrew Simpson, both of whom are actually Indiana University alumni, graduates from the music school. These films are being presented as they were meant to be seen, with you know, excellent accompaniment in front of an audience, in good prints with good projection at the right speeds. And both Dr. Carley and Dr. Simpson, they're just great at playing comedy. And it's amazing to watch because most of the time, when they sit down at the piano to play for one of these films, they've never seen the film. It's a completely improvised performance. I mean, they just have these incredible encyclopedias of musical knowledge in their heads. It's just incredible to watch. They're basically, I always said, it's hearing live artists collaborating with dead artists, basically, on the screen. It's a whole symbiotic, you know, artistic relationship that adds a whole dimension to viewing the film. It's just marvelous.
Will attendees to the festival have a chance to meet other silent film buffs?
Oh, absolutely. There's great conversations going on in the lobby at all times. We always even tell people in the program, if you really want to know more, more about these films, most likely if you turn to somebody sitting next to you, you'll find a historian who will have the answers to your questions.
Do people come long distances to the Slapsicons?
Oh, absolutely. We have people come from all over Europe, Italy, Belgium, Britain. We've had people come from as far as Asia, South America, Canada, certainly. It's very much an international event, and it became so very quickly. We're a little surprised by that, but we also, like I said, we had assistance from a number of international archives. We have films coming from the British Film Institute for this festival.
Do people return year after year?
Oh, absolutely. We have plenty of regulars. And it is. It's almost, in some ways, like a family reunion at this point. There's people who we may only see at Slapsticon, in any given year.
Is a Slapsticon a good event that parents can take their kids to?
Absolutely. If who appreciates slapstick any more than children?
So each Slapsticon could win some new silent film converts.
We've been doing it for a decade and have made quite a few, yeah.
I've been speaking with Richard Roberts, director of the Slapsticon Comedy Movie Festival.
It'll be held at the IU Cinema, June 27th to the 30th. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
You may see the full schedule of Slapstick On movies on our website, wfiu.org/arts.